This is Coach Fran for the Texas State Bobcats, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on KTSW.
And welcome back to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. Once again, guys, the Wednesday show, a.k.a. the best show of Bobcat Radio. You know, I don't want to get too competitive, but I will. I will stand up for my guys right here. Colin Woods in the studio, Marissa Ross as well. Thank you guys so much for joining us right here on Earth Day, April 22nd, 2015. Texas State baseball. You know, let's go ahead and jump in that a little bit. They lose last night to the Texas Longhorns 7-3. They score two in the first, one in the sixth. That's it for the Bobcats scoring at that point. The Texas Longhorns, they score three unearned runs in the first inning, then two runs in the third inning, and two in the eighth inning. And, you know, okay, real quick, there's a close call at third in the first inning. That's just straight up. If you guys saw it, very close call. However, that does not lose you the ball game, and you've got to be able to bounce back from that. And the Bobcats last night just were not able to make it happen.
Yeah, a bright spot here, I guess, for the Bobcats. How about Mr. Tanner Hill? You know, he hit his third home run in as many games. I'm just impressed. The guy is turning it on at the plate, and he is absolutely dialing up the bomb.com and hitting it deep. And I just want to give a little shout out there. Just the production at the plate from him has been really, really great. I guess since this last week, he's been doing well. So it's kind of out of the blue there, but I just wanted to give him a little shout out as well.
And, of course, as you mentioned, Tanner Hill, yeah, his third home run in three games, of course, coming off a fantastic offensive series against Louisiana Lafayette. David Pye is one of those players as well, starting to come through as an on-base machine lately. Of course, got his first home run of the year last Sunday against Louisiana Lafayette. But the walks have been coming in for the senior of late. And, you know, it's one of the things that, you know, we said early on in the year that, yeah, there's a lot of production from the younger guys. You know, there's a lot of production from guys that we didn't expect it. And where was it from the seniors? Well, it's here now from the older guys. You know, Tanner Hill, David Paez, Cedric Valeris, obviously new to the team. However, senior, you know, at that point, Corey Geisler still doing his kind of thing. Colby Targan's starting to do a little bit of his thing. We're starting to see it from those guys, but now it's falling off from the younger guys. And, you know, do you guys think that it's possible, you know, this season still to find a delicate balance between the two?
I feel like there is at some point you do, because it is, of course, toward the end of the conference, and, you know, conference play, as we've seen, it continues to increase and, you know, heat up, and especially with these critical wins, even though it's a non-conference game and it's a road game, it still count, they still matter. And even though in earlier matches that they faced against UT, it was a lot closer, down to the wire, and it just seemed like here it was just, of course, you can probably name different reasons why it just wasn't all there for that game last night. And it was, of course, unfortunate, but you can find that balance in between. It's just going to have to really kick in, start, you know, right now, actually, and should be going on, of course, right now, but it should, you know, start to get back on track so that way they can be able to, you know, make a run, because they're sitting right tied fifth with Troy, and they're right in the mix, right in the middle. If they can just get these couple games toward the end and be consistent, they can rise up there and be top three, top four.
Yeah, and for those people out there thinking, you know, this is the University of Texas. You know, obviously the Bobcats, I don't think, have won a game against the University of Texas since 2005. You know, that's a long time to not win a game. However, the University of Texas is not the same team this year that they've been in the past. You know, they were ranked at the top 25, but they're not there now. I remember I went on a rant a couple weeks ago saying they don't deserve to be there. Well, they don't, and they're not now. You know, they knocked out, and they're sitting just a couple games ahead of the Bobcats in terms of record, you know, this year. And it was a game that, yeah, the Bobcats definitely could have won, you know, going into it. You know, obviously, as we said, there's a bad call at third, you know, to start off the game. But you can't let that get to you, and you can't let that be the reason that you lose the game. Montana Parsons last night, the Bobcats just keep playing midweek roulette, is what I'm going to call it, you know, because we get these, like, fantastic games from some of the midweek guys, and we skirt out a win, you know, and then we get these games that, like last night, Montana Parsons doesn't even make it out of the first inning. He falls to 0-4 on the season. It's one of these things that when are we going to start finding some consistency in the pitching staff, specifically in the midweek games? Tyler Giovinoni last night, He's a guy, however, that I'm going to say we cannot say enough about him because he has done a tremendous job for the Bobcats the last few days. He's 8 innings and has done so in ground ball fashion, and that's all that you can ask for if you are Jeremy Fikoch in that kind of situation, you know, where a pitcher's got to come in, wasn't expecting to start, and basically has to make a start, you know, coming in the first inning right there. However, the Bobcats now fall to 18-21-1 on the season. And look back at the Baylor series, you know, a couple weeks ago, in which they were basically even on the year in wins and losses. And, you know, it's one of the things you look back and it's like, what has happened to this team? You know, they've lost a lot of games of late, and it's been a lot of games that we thought that they could have won.
Yeah, and, of course, their series with Lafayette this weekend, you know, they did a good job. They split that doubleheader on Saturday. They did a good job. Maybe not the doubleheader, but they put a lot of runs on the board in that game and really seized control. But problem is they went back into, you know, I guess non-offensive production mode. I guess that's the only way to call it, because they, you know, put 2 or 3 runs on the board. And when you got an offensive powerhouse hitting team like Lafayette in the season series this weekend, you know, they're just going to bury you if you can't match their offensive intensity. And so that got them into a lot of trouble. And I'm not saying that the UT, you know, Longhorns pitching staff was dominant, but they found a way to get them out, and it's very disappointing.
Yeah, 5 hits is not going to get a job done against any Texas team, regardless of, you know, how good or bad they really are in a given season. However, the Bobcats, they do give the Longhorns their 22nd win of the season. And taking a look at the upcoming schedule for the Bobcats, they've got a 3-game series this weekend at Troy. That'll be April 24th through the 26th. The Trojans are 10-8, the same record as the Bobcats, 21-20 overall. Next Tuesday, however, the Bobcats at that point face Texas A&M, number 2 Texas A&M in the nation. That game on April 28th, they've been as high as number 1 in the nation. I know that they were a couple weeks ago. LSU is taking that spot back right now. But, you know, right now in the season, the Bobcats have 4 series left, that's counting the Troy series, left throughout the season. Of course, the Sun Belt Conference Championship Tournament will be the 20th through the 24th of May. It'll be in Troy, Alabama, so the Bobcats are going to get a chance now to become a little bit familiar with that field. You know, but right now, do you guys think the Bobcats are ready for the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, and if so, why?
I don't think they are. I think that they need to figure out how to get production across the plate on offense. The pitching's actually not been that bad. They haven't given up that many runs in a lot of games this year. You haven't seen a lot of blowout wins, or blowout losses, I should say, blowout wins for the other team. You know, when you play the Texas Longhorns, you only give up 7 runs. That's a winnable game. You know, they play UTSA and lose, 4-3 or something like that. Don't look at me. I'm still bitter about that. But, you know, those are winnable games. What I think has held them back this year has been their offense. And, you know, of course, you have Granger Studdard finally starting to get in there and making big plays like we, you know, fully expected him to this year. I think the pitching will take care of itself, but the offense is going to have to step up for them to be conference tournament ready.
I agree. They just have to find ways, especially in a tournament situation. You're going to find yourself in late games and trying to either rally back or not only to tie, but also to pull that extra win to seal your win. And they've been up and down in those type of situations where in late games they either were so close and they lost, or they were so close and came back and won. And you just have to, again, find that balance, find that consistency down the stretch, and to really, of course, turn up the heat to really make a pure run and presence at the tournament. And right now they're still trying to figure out things, and of course it is late in the conference season, and it's time to really turn it up and really just to get back on track and keep going and really get there.
I've got nothing else to add to that but agreement. Once again, the Bobcats this weekend will play in Troy, April 24th through the 26th. Catch that right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. Now, taking a quick look at some of the Sun Belt Conference headlines from this week specifically. Appalachian State, who sits still at the bottom of the conference, we're starting to see kind of why they're still at the bottom of the conference, and I think it's just because they have terrible luck. Last night, they pound out 13 hits, 15 runs. However, they still lose 18-15 to Western Carolina. You know, anytime that you get 13 hits 15 runs, you should win the ball game, you know, and that's just not happening this year for the Mountaineers so far. Georgia State wins its sixth straight win over Oglethorpe last night. They're heating up at the right time as well, and they're going to need to with the way that Louisiana Lafayette is heating up as well. UT Arlington, who the Bobcats will face in the last regular season series before the Sun Belt Conference Tournament, they lose last night to Texas A&M 4-2. You know, they won some really big ball games this year, and they almost won one last night. You know, it was a fairly close game. You know, but didn't happen. Nevertheless, man, that would have been great if you know, UTA could have taken down Texas A&M just in time for the Bobcats to come in and take them down as well. You know, that would have just been like a great headline for the Sun Belt Conference. However, I'm gonna make a prediction real quick to you guys, and y'all just tell me what you think. You know, I don't know if y'all got to see Louisiana Lafayette at all this weekend, but you know, I was there for all three games, and seeing the way that they played the game, you know, obviously there's the likes of Blake Trahan, you know, and just a phenomenal freshman pitching staff. It seems like they're all pitchers, or they're all freshmen, I'm sorry, and you know, they've got the talent that most seniors have, you know, in the Sun Belt Conference, and it's incredible. But taking a look at Louisiana Lafayette, I'm going to make a prediction that they move all the way up the Sun Belt charts to number one. You know, it's something that we, going into last week, if we were to go look at the air check from last week, I think I told you guys that they're not the same team they were last year, and they're not. They're not number one in the nation. That's not what's happening. However, I think that they're the best team in the Sun Belt Conference, especially the way they're playing right now, and I think they easily make it to number one by the conference tournament. What do you guys think?
Can't really disagree with you on that. You're right. They're playing well, and what they're doing a lot, really, is that they're just shutting people down at the plate. And you talked about these freshman pitchers, and it seems unfair if you're a Sun Belt Conference opponent that Louisiana Lafayette, you know, number one in the nation last year, known for their offense, scored a ton of runs, you know, so many runs a game. But it's almost like they've reloaded with these young pitchers and now have turned to, okay, well, their offense isn't going to be as dominant, but it'll do enough to help them win with their newfound pitching.
I agree right there. All right, guys, taking a quick look now. That was the Sun Belt Conference headlines. Taking a quick look at the top 25 baseball. I do like to highlight that a little bit. The biggest matchup of the year in top 25 baseball coming this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Baton Rouge. Number one LSU faces number two Texas A&M. It's one of these things that, hey, if LSU can come through, you know, let's go ahead and sweep the series versus Texas A&M. They can be on a losing streak by the time that the Bobcats roll into College Station. You know, I'll take that all day long. Texas A&M, TCU, and Dallas Baptist, they continue to be the only teams inside the top 25 at the moment. Now, Texas State softball, you guys down?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Taking a look at Texas State softball, they were supposed to play this weekend at South Alabama. That series gets completely rained out, and the Bobcats leave Mobile with the same 25-19 record that they came in with. Randy Rupp and Sarah Rupp coming off last week's perfect game, and Randy Rupp with her Sun Belt Conference Pitcher of the Week. They once again, they'll be right here in the studio this Friday on the Bobcat. On the Friday episode of Bobcat Radio. Jason Harrison, Miracle Robinson will be in there for that. Be sure to tune in. I joked around about those guys, but they do a tremendous job there in the Friday show. But taking a look at the upcoming schedule for the Texas State Bobcats, Texas A&M Corpus Christi tonight at 6 p.m. at Bobcat Ballpark. That game will be live on KBVO. Go ahead and just watch it on the TV, you know, but of course, nothing wrong with turning the TV volume down, turning up the volume of KTSW 89.9. The Islanders are, they come in 15-24-1 overall, 7-10-1 in Southland Conference play. And real quick, I understand that the Southland Conference is one of those that we play a lot because the teams are so close to us, you know, in terms of distance. And I understand that we have a deal lately with the Southland Conference. But, man, they have been so pesky lately in both softball and baseball. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm just, I wouldn't be opposed to a change in scheduling. Would you guys, like, y'all disagree?
I disagree. I want to play teams that are close, okay. And we've done well against the Southland Conference recently. Might as well play them and stack up the wins. Not necessarily expecting wins all the time, but, you know, if it's there and it, you know, and travel costs aren't going to be that much because you're right down the road, might as well play them.
I agree. There's a somewhat, I mean, I feel like there's just, you know, in scheduling, it's really great for them to really, of course, play closer opponents and really, you know, be nearby, of course, like, you know, Sam Houston State, you know, SFA, Stephen F. Austin. So I feel like that would be great, but at some point it does need to probably move on or at least elevate a little bit more or at least, you know, increase the competitiveness. But as you're saying, Colin, that, you know, some great, you know, key wins that they can rack up, you know, to help themselves, give themselves a better chance in the, you know, down the tournament, and that can really benefit them in the long run.
And also, Marissa, you were talking about how, you know, in multiple sports we've played Southland Conference teams, and sometimes they have, you know, as Caleb pointed out, they have given us a run for their money. I know men's basketball went down to SFA, you know, Stephen F. Austin, and came away with a loss. And so I still think that they are competitive teams down there in that conference, and I don't know, it's just, it's kind of fun. It's kind of like an interstate rivalry a little bit to play these teams. What do you think?
I think so, too. It's, you know, a great little, as you were saying, like, you have a little rivalry out there with UTSA. Of course, they're in the Conference USA. But then that also gives, you know, close proximity to Sam Houston State, as I mentioned, SFA, as I mentioned. And, of course, as we see, like, Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. And it just kind of has that same, you know, in-state culture, because I'm sure around some point in time, all these players at once played against each other in, you know, state tournaments and state championships and have that, you know, feel of each other for a competitive play.
All right, guys. Huge thanks real quick to Jeremy for calling in right here to Bobcat Radio. He brought up a very good point, and it's something that, you know, that I forgot to mention. You know, it's something that what he said was that, you know, the Bobcats obviously used to be in the Southland Conference. You know, it's something that it's kind of more of a tradition nowadays, and it's something more of a I think tradition is the right word to use. You know, and it's something that, you know, it's in his mind that we should keep playing because they are so good as a conference as a whole. You know, they produce very good players, very good teams, and it's something that, you know, not only is tradition, but it also, yeah, it also prepares us to play some of these bigger teams that are in the Sunbelt Conference. So thank you, Jeremy, for calling in. Great point right there.
And yeah, absolutely. Great job.
I am proven wrong. I like it. I love being proven wrong. I really do. All right, guys, but we are right here. We'll continue Texas State softball in a moment. We're right here at the 30 break. And before we take the 30 break, guys, coming up next is going to be obviously more Texas State softball, NBA playoffs, and MLB baseball, guys. But first, before we do the break, Colin, what does the weather look like right here on Earth Day?
Well, right now it's actually kind of cloudy outside. The high is 73. There's a little bit of wind, and it's supposed to actually rain tonight somewhere around 6 o'clock. So keep an eye out there for the Texas State softball when they play Corpus Christi here at Bobcat Stadium.
All right, I like it, guys. Keep it right here on KTSW 89.9, the other side of radio. We'll be back in a moment.